swinging on the old grapevine. Mama said kittens better move along, cause the big cats walk at the break of dawn. And you're gone, oh baby, you're gone, gone. Well, it's too late to stop when you flip the top.
That was fun. We've just heard You're Gone Baby, Jimmy Lloyd. Before that, Aunt Matilda's Double Yummy Blow Your Mind Out Brownies by the $2 question. Make the music pretty, vocal. The Sidewalk Sounds. Previous to that, Out of Time Mono by the Rolling Stones. And previous to that, Questions I Can't Answer. Heinz. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 67 degrees in New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Eric Gales, laying down the blues here on the Crescent City Connection. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday. Here on the Rock and Soul Stream from WFMU, I'm Jason Isaac, coming at you with a very special episode of the show today. Because this is, by my count, episode number 100. 100 Saturday mornings, spinning great records from New Orleans and Louisiana and other thereabouts nearby around the Gulf Coast. 100 hours of awesome music, and we're not even close to done yet. And we have another reason to celebrate this week, too, because it's the best time of year. The beginning of Jazz Fest is but a few days away. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. 8 days of music. Last weekend of April, first weekend of May, Thursday to Sunday each weekend. 13 stages, over 80 bands per day. It is one of the greatest music festivals in the world. And even though I can't be there in person this year, I am happy to bring some of the sounds of Jazz Fest to you here on the Crescent City Connection. And by the way, it was just about 2 years ago, I was in New Orleans, getting ready to roll out for the first day of Jazz Fest in 2023, when I got the message telling me the Crescent City Connection show was going to be added to the Rock and Soul Stream schedule. It had been approved by station manager Ken, and would kick off a few weeks later, and we have been laying it down ever since. So, what we're going to do is celebrate the Crescent City Connection and Jazz Fest with an hour today featuring bands from week one of Jazz Fest. Next week, we'll come back and do week two. And of course, with 80 bands a day, it's not going to be a comprehensive look. It's just going to be a great mix of sounds of bands playing at the festival this year. But it's going to be one hell of a ride. So we started with Eric Gales, who's actually not from New Orleans. He's from up around Memphis. Title track of a 2009 album called Laying Down the Blues. He'll be headlining the Blues Tent at Jazz Fest on Sunday. And up next, a band that was a fixture of the New Orleans music scene when I first rolled into town in the late 90s. They're called All That. And they want to funk with you. They were on hiatus for a lot of years, but now they are back. They'll be at Jazz Fest on Friday. And we're going to hear a tune from them called All Night. Coming up next here on episode number 100 of the Crescent City Connection. You want to be all what? You want to be all that.
Body in motion stays there. Body at rest goes home to bed. I don't know if I played there or if that was something in my head. Longer that I stay out, the stages all start to look the same. The longer that I play out, it seems like the clubs all have one name. It's getting dark and stormy around this time of night. Rosy finger dawning brings the morning light. And it's the way I'm living, I can't say it's right, but I'm getting ready to funk with you tonight. Dark and stormy around this time of night. Rosy finger dawning, leave the morning light.
bought a farm right over the hills, and if her sisters won't, well, you know she will.
Get on down, dance by the light of the moon.
Right, but you should see her silhouette in the middle of the night.
Get on down.
It's the Crescent City Connection on the Rock and Soul stream from WFMU. And this morning we are listening to bands playing at the first weekend of Jazz Fest, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, which kicks off on Thursday. We heard the Revivalists right there, a band from New Orleans that has made a splash on the national stage. We heard them doing a song called Oh No! Oh No! From an EP they put out in 2020 called Made in Muscle Shoals. They are playing at Jazz Fest on Sunday on the big stage. Before that, the Honey Island Swamp Band, a group that came together on the West Coast, actually, even though it's all New Orleans musicians. They all found themselves in exile after Hurricane Katrina in San Francisco. They started jamming, and they are still jamming today. The Honey Island Swamp Band did Country Girl from their album Good to You out of 2012. We heard the Ruzon Sisters featuring Wanda Ruzon, Dance Every Dance out of 1965 on Frisco Records. Wanda Ruzon will be at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival on Friday and still puts on a hell of a show all these decades later. And we heard All That doing All Night from their album Eponymous Debut out of 1997. And folks, before we get back to the sounds of Jazz Fest, I want to tell you real quick about something very cool happening tonight on the Rock and Soul stream. On the Drop-In Show, the Rock and Soul stream presents Sonic Research Laboratories with my old friend, Doc Sonic. He has been rocking the airwaves of Upstate College Radio, specifically WHRW in Binghamton, New York, for over two decades. And tonight he'll be here for some laboratory experiments in dirty blues, punk, surf, garage, and fuzz with a twang. It's a distortion pedal-fueled hour of lowbrow nonsense and noise with Doc Sonic tonight on Drop It here on the Rock and Soul stream. And of course, stick around for Stu Rutherford after that from 7 to 9. Now let's head back to the fairgrounds in New Orleans for more of the great bands playing at Jazz Fest in weekend one. Up next, the great piano player Mitch Woods, heard here with some of the legends from the original Fats Domino band, including Earl Palmer, Herb Hardesty, and Dave Bartholomew. Mitch Woods will be at Jazz Fest on Thursday, and we're going to hear him doing a thing called I Left My Baby at the Mardi Gras Crying, right here on the Crescent City Connection.
I left my baby at the Mardi Gras crying. I left my baby at the Mardi Gras crying. We had our fun, there's no denying. I left my baby at the baby. Hear the Mardi Gras crying.
Oh,
Paul Varisco and the Milestones here on the Crescent City Connection on the Rock and Soul Stream, a thing called Heart of Stone, a previously unreleased track that became available on a compilation called The Best of Chase Records Volume 2, Gotta Have Love, recorded in their mid-60s heyday. And now, almost 60 years later, they're playing at Jazz Fest this weekend. Paul Varisco and the Milestones. Before that, a band of more recent vintage from New Orleans, Jay and the Causeways, doing Half a Man from their brand new album, Motions. They'll be at Jazz Fest on Friday, and for those of you in the WFMU listening area, they are coming to New York, playing at a new venue on May 17th called Soho Live. So maybe, just maybe, I'll see you there. The Shake 'Em Up Jazz Band before that, great all-woman ensemble, doing Need a Little Sugar from the album The Boy in the Boat from 2019. They'll be playing at Jazz Fest on Friday in the Economy Hall tent, which is the tent where a lot of the traditional jazz bands play. And Mitch Woods, kicking it with the legends from the Fats Domino Band, including Dave Bartholomew and Herb Hardesty. I Left My Baby at the Mardi Gras Crying from the album Big Easy Boogie. Mitch Woods will be at Jazz Fest on Thursday. And yes, I do keep mentioning Jazz Fest because that is what we are focusing on this week on the Crescent City Connection as we celebrate 100 episodes of this very radio show. Next week for episode 101, we'll focus on Jazz Fest week 2. Up next, the great Sun Pie Barnes, a thing called Sally Brown, to get our next set rocking on the Crescent City Connection.
Sally Brown is a girl. downtown a burnt out building. Baby, don't you wanna go yeah. Somewhere east of Mississippi, ain't nobody gonna know where. Well, that governor's wife was so doggone pretty. Tell me what you gonna do yeah. Girl, I certainly better leave that city, cause the words I she be getting down with you. And find that straight and narrow way, yeah. Check out the sidestep of your grave. Well, if you go down, then the devil gonna catch you, son. You better move along, well, somewhere. He's an Appalachian, go ahead and grow your own. Burn out on the bluegrass, throw your pants up now. Burn a little bit of corn in. Buy a flatbed on your state cash. Buy a dead man's deck from a secondhand store. You might find salvation someday. Check out the sound step of your grave. From a secondhand store. Might find salvation someday. Check out the sound step of your baby. Oh, repent, my son, and thou shalt be saved. Check out the sound step of your grave.
Espérant la réponse invisible. pas comme ça parce que moi je crois ça que je vois. C'est tout pour les blancs, n'a rien pour les noirs. Merci bon Dieu d'avoir donné un bon souffle de la vie. L'expérience de mes amis et ma famille.
can try to find me a place. Would you help me?
On the Crescent City Connection, that was Dwayne Dupsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers. Bit of a Beast of Burden vibe there on a thing called Set Me Free, title track from an album that came out in 2021. Dwayne Dupsy will be playing at Jazz Fest on Friday. We heard Cedric Watson before that on the fiddle, I'll Live Till I Die, from the album Le Soleil et la Vie. From the year 2011, Cedric Watson will be at Jazz Fest on Thursday. We had Andrew Duhon doing Sidestep My Grave from an album called The Moorings. Not only will Andrew Duhon be at Jazz Fest next weekend, but for those of you in the New York, New Jersey area, you can catch him at City Winery next month, May 25th to be exact. And Bruce Sun Pie Barnes at the top of that set doing Sally Brown from the album Sun Pie, released in 2001 on Louisiana Red Hot Records. Folks, I'm Jason Isaac, wrapping up episode number 100 of the Crescent City Connection. I'll be back next week with a preview of Jazz Fest Weekend 2. We'll do it kind of like we've been doing it this week, and it's going to be great. Folks, I'm going to leave you with one that I've been wanting to play on the show for a while. It's never quite fit. Even though it's a really funky tune, it's also got like kind of an upbeat, dance, pop kind of feel to it. It always felt a little out of place, but it is a track filled with joy. And we could all use a little joy right now, so I'm going to let it rip from the great singer named Erica Falls, who will be at Jazz Fest on Saturday, a week from today. It's a tune called Dance from 2017. That's going to close it out on the Crescent City Connection. Hopefully I'll see some of you tonight for Drop-In featuring my buddy Doc Sonic. And for everybody else, back here next Saturday for a sampling of Jazz Fest Weekend 2 on episode number 101 of the Crescent City Connection on Rock and Soul Radio from WFMU.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music.
That's our middle name.
We'll be right back.
gonna jump ahead of you. But you'll never do it, baby. No, you'll never do it, baby. No, you'll never do it, baby.